issues that, from a legal perspective, we wanted to address, and that was the issue of the fees. So we wanted to point the committee to Section 3 of the Act. Sorry, my apologies. Section 2 of the Act 2.5. I'll read it for the committee.
Through the system.
Yolisa, are you able to flight it? Please.
Okay, let me check it. Let me check my email. I'm having a difficulty in getting one now. TG, can you check it on your side?
I'm gonna try and pull it up.
Okay, sure.
Is my screen visible to all?
You've got the wrong one, Tiloshini. This one is Postbank.
Oh, sorry, wrong button. My apologies.
Do you want the amendments that we are just dealing with them, Tilo?
It's fine, Kili. So I think I've got it.
Okay.
My apologies. Let me try and do this. Okay. Is my screen visible to everybody?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to try and do both of this. So we just want to draw the committee's attention to Section 2 of the Act, and specifically Section 2.5 of the Act. It says the minister may, after consultation with council, in exceptional circumstances and in the public interest, on such conditions as he or she may determine, exempt certain persons or homes from the provisions of this Act, but that exemption may not be contrary to the objectives of this Act. So we'd like to, as the legal team, just draw the committee's attention to this clause, which we feel talks to the concerns. In addition to that, Chairperson, we'd like to draw the committee's attention to Section 37. Just bear with me, please. Which says that the minister may, if an actuarial assessment indicates excess free reserves in the funds of the council, instruct the council to lower any enrollment fee prescribed by the council under Section 40. And then I'm just going to take the committee to one last part. Section 44, it says the council may differentiate between different categories of enrollment fees in relation to different categories of homes and different categories of home builders and developers based on grading status. And in this section, we propose that we delete the words enrollment, and it will then read the council may differentiate between different categories of fees in relation to different categories of homes and different categories of home builders and developers based on a grading status. And these three sections cumulatively, we believe that would address the concerns around fees. Thank you, Chairperson.
Hello, Chair.
Recording in progress. Recording stopped.
Members.
Recording in progress.
The feedback, and there is a proposal that they remove that the developer, which will then enrollment. Sorry, it will then deals with the both the the all the fees that home builders had to pay through NHBRC. Agreed. Are we still feeling that this issue is not captured?
Agreed. Chairperson, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are the parliament, because this is obviously our last A-list sitting, are the legal services able to quickly put that into the A-list so that we're able to conclude it, or will the A-list be circulated for approval by round robin, just so we can read on the A-list the exact wording? From my perspective, thank you to legal services for the very quick turnaround time, and agreed.
Okay. I thought we have done that, Honorable Powell, because we have been taking members through what you suggest that need to be incorporated in the A list. Immediately we finalized, agreed that this is the A list. Then we'll go into the B list, which will then come up as a bill having incorporates those issues from the A list, and then we'll, as members, deal with that. I hope I've answered, Honorable Powell.
Sorry, can I come in?
Yes.
There's we've updated the A-list, Chair. I don't know if Colisa is able to flight it to just reflect what was just discussed now, because there were two issues that you asked that we deal with.
Yes. I just wanted to respond on this, on what the Honorable Member has raised. I know that there are two. The other one is still on prescriptive required for accounting officers instead of MMCs and MECs. So I wanted us to agree with the first one. The second one, we agree, members, with the response that we're getting from the team.
Agreed, Comrade Chair.
Thank you. The last one.
Chairperson.
Yes.
The second issue we've incorporated, and we've added the definitions of head of department as well as the definitions of municipal manager to deal with the concern of the Honorable Heron. And it just reads on page 6, after line 13, to insert the following definition. Head of department means the head of department responsible for human settlements in a province. 2, on page 7, after line 25, to insert the following definition. Municipal manager means a person appointed in terms of section 82 of the Local Government Municipal Structures Act 1998, Act number 117 of 1998. And in line with that, we've kept as suggested, as proposed by the committee, we've kept the one part and we've added the second part as proposed. So clause 32 now reads, on page 18 from line 2, to omit subsection 1 and to substitute the following subsection, a head of department or municipal manager or his or her delegate may not release any funds in relation to any housing project unless the requirements of this act have been met in relation to that project. And 2, on page 18, after line 13, to add the following subsection, an MEC or MMC or his or her delegate must ensure through oversight compliance with this act in relation to a subsidy or social housing project. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. Honorable members, are we covered? Honorable Harold?
Yes, Chair, I'm satisfied with that redrafting and thank you very much to the legal services. So I would support that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any seconder members?
I'd like to support and also extend thanks to the legal services for the exceptional work that they have done. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. that was the end of the aid list discussion. And I'm not sure whether Honorable Powell has asked question that are we going to see the entire list. I'm going to ask Colisa to scroll it so that we then formally adopt it. We've been adopting clause by clause. Colisa, can we, or Legal Services of Parliament, can we put that aid list, the entire list, and then we adopt it formally? Let's start from this page one. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. That was the last page. Can we get the mover for the adoption of the aid list as from the members? Can we get the mover, members?
I stand to move. Adoption,
correction. Honorable Malimata, stand to move. Honorable Harold.
Seconding.
Honorable Heron seconding. Thank you very much. We'll now allow the legal team to go and incorporate the A list into the entire bill, which will then now call it the B list. Legal Services? Am I right? Parliamentary Legal Services.
Tloshini. Sister.
Yes, Chair. The committee secretary, Chair, will be in communication with the printers to incorporate the amendments in the introduced version of the bill, Chair. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. And I want to take this opportunity to thank the legal team for taking us through this process, and the department for availing themselves to responding to clarify members on the bill. And I hope all of us were happy with the contribution that we have made, and the bill will then move for the next step. And thank you very much, honorable members. I know that we've denied you the Black Friday. I'm sorry. We had to do this A-list and finalize with it. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.